So greet you all in the name of Jesus. I was just really inspired this morning by the worship. Is he worthy? And I believe he is. There's many testimonies in the Bible. And just my personal experience, I believe Jesus is worthy. I would like to start with reading a scripture. I wasn't sure if I was going to read it. I was reading it last night, and it just spoke to me, and it just felt like there was some things in my life that I could just relate to the story. So it's Mark 5. It's where Jesus heals a demon-possessed man. Now, I don't feel like I had or experienced quite what this person did, but I could just kind of relate to some things. So I'll just read starting in verse 1 down to verse 17. And I'm reading in the NLT. So they arrived at the other side of the lake in the region of Gerasenes. When Jesus climbed out of the boat, a man possessed by an evil spirit came out from the tombs to meet him. This man lived in the burial caves and could no longer be restrained, even with a chain. Whenever he was put into chains and shackles, as he often was, he snapped the chains from his wrists and smashed the shackles. No one was strong enough to subdue him. Day and night he wandered among the burial caves and the hills, howling and cutting himself with sharp stones. When Jesus was still some distance away, the man saw him, ran to meet him, and bowed low before him. With a shriek, he screamed, "Why are you interfering with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? In the name of God, I beg you, don't torture me," for Jesus had already said to the spirit, "Come out of the man, you evil spirit." Then Jesus demanded, "What is your name?" And he replied, "My name is Legion, because there are many of us inside this man." And the evil spirits begged him again and again not to send them to some distant place. There happened to be a large herd of pigs feeding on the hillside nearby. "Send us into those pigs," the spirits begged. Let us enter them." So Jesus gave them permission. The evil spirits came out of the man and entered the pigs, and the entire herd of about 2,000 pigs plunged down the steep hillside into the lake and drowned in the water. The herdsmen fled to the nearby town and the surrounding countryside, spreading the news as they ran. People rushed out to see what had happened. A crowd soon gathered around Jesus, and they saw the man who had been possessed by the legion of demons. He was sitting there fully clothed and perfectly sane, and they were all afraid. Then those who had seen what happened told the others about the demon-possessed man and the pigs, and the crowd began pleading with Jesus to go away and leave them alone. I'll just continue reading there. As Jesus was getting into the boat, the man who had been demon-possessed begged to go with him, but Jesus said, "No, go home to your family and tell them everything the Lord has done for you and how merciful he has been." So it just really spoke to me how this person was just, like, they couldn't control him because of these demons, and they even tried to put him in the shackles and chains, and they couldn't hold him. And it just really spoke to me. There was times in my life where I was just, I guess the devil just really had a hold of me, and I just was a very destructive person, and it just wasn't good. And it was just inspiring to me to see, you know, when Jesus comes on the scene, like, the demons, they're afraid. And they just, when Jesus gets a hold of something, the devil just has to flee. So I just want to share some of my testimony here. I wasn't sure how much of it I'm going to share, but I grew up in a family of seven. I have four brothers and two sisters. So my background is from the Old Order Amish, and I was born into a culture that was you know, very traditional. My parents believed in God, but they weren't like born again or had committed their life to Christ. They taught me about God and, you know, to the best of their knowledge, encouraged me, you know, to live in the ways of the church and like the ordinances. But at a young age, I mean, probably 8 or 9 years old, there was something inside of me that I realized that there's more to life than just following some rules and just, yeah. So I just felt like there was a lot of pressure at church. Like, I never really enjoyed going to church. I just never really got anything out of church because I couldn't understand German and the sermons are in German. So that was always kind of confusing for me. But yeah, the church was a little more concerned about materialistic things than spiritual things, and that was something that I really struggled with. I knew there's a deeper level of spiritualness. I also lived in a dysfunctional home. I wasn't quite sure how much I'm going to share of this because my home life has really changed since, and I praise God for that. But my dad really struggled with anger issues, and it would often lead to abusing the family or even my mom at times. And at a young age, I was scared of my dad. And I started questioning if there's even something as love. Like, I never really felt like anybody loved. Or it just, seeing that in my dad, it just was hard to see that. And it made me question, like, even who God is, like, and, like, is God even real? I went to a private school for 8 years. I mean, that all went pretty smoothly. I really enjoyed going to school. At the age of 14, I really started struggling with, I felt alone, and I just really started entertaining myself in just the lust of the flesh and just falling into sin. I was trying to fill a void that I didn't know what it was, but I was heading down a road of destruction. At the age of 15, I feel like God really slowed me down. I guess he recognized that I need to slow down in life. So we were at church one Sunday, and after church, us boys would usually play games or whatever, and we were playing a game out in the barn, and it was an upstairs. And during that game, I actually fell down from the barn down to the bottom and landed on my side and my head. And yeah, it was a bad brain injury. And yeah, I just praise God today for saving my life. They flew me up to Hershey, and yeah, I was in the trauma units for a while. But yeah, this, just all that was waking up and you're in the hospital is not fun. After that, I came home from the hospital like 3 days later, and yeah, there was really nothing I could do to, like, I had bad headaches and had a pretty bad concussion. And yeah, there was just really nothing I could do to heal it. the after effects of the accident, like the drama, and yeah, just feeling alone, feeling like nobody really understands, because it's just different if you don't go through it yourself. But yeah, with all that, I just feel like God just kind of slowed me down, but yeah, after that, I didn't accept Jesus yet, or I didn't really believe in God at that time. So yeah, that was kind of a hard season. But yeah, I was believing a lot of lies. I had suicidal thoughts and just felt like I had no purpose in life. Then I joined the Amish youth group when I was 16, and it was more a conservative group. It wasn't really what I wanted, but it was what my parents wanted for me. But I just went. There was just a few years in my teenage years where I was just very careless and just fell back into sin, and yeah, just alcohol use. And yeah, I got baptized when I was 18 into the Amish church, and yeah, I feel like I took that very seriously, but I still didn't really feel like I had a change of heart over that time. I wanted to make Jesus my savior. I wanted to commit my life to him, but it just seemed too hard. In the winter of 2020 is when God really got a hold of me, and I had a lot of fear, and I realized if I would die, I would go straight to hell. I was very self-righteous about myself, and yeah, it was to the point where I knew I needed help, and I ended up reaching out to Free Indeed Ministries, which is a counseling ministry. And yeah, I just remember the day of giving my life to the Lord. Yeah, it was just very exciting. Yeah, I had just come to the end of myself, and I knew I couldn't take it any longer. I was dealing with unconfessed sins, and yeah, I just remember walking into the counseling, to the ministry there, and yeah, not even really knowing what I was doing there. I just felt like God was leading me. But yeah, I just remember that he asked me if I believe that I'm a Christian, and I just remember telling him that I don't know. I wasn't sure. But yeah, that was the biggest moment in my life, is when I gave my life to the Lord and openly confessed my sins that held me in bondage. I just remember experiencing peace and joy in my heart like never before. And yeah, I ended up sharing it all with my parents then afterwards, and yeah, it was just very freeing. And then in the winter of 2023 is when I stepped out of the Amish church. I just didn't really feel like that's where God wanted me. I was struggling with a lot of things that were going on in the church. It was just, nobody was really getting along in the church, and there was just nothing spiritual about it. And yeah, I just ended up leaving. I didn't really tell anybody in the church that I was going to leave or anything. But yeah, after that, there was kind of a dry period where I didn't really go to a church, or I didn't really have a church that I called home, which was very unhealthy, because I guess I never really knew what it was like to be part of a body. So it was I didn't even really know if I wanted it, because it just didn't make sense. But yeah, and after that, I did join a church then, called Living Hope. They're up in Merton. I was going there for a few months. But yeah, I was really inspired by the people there, but I just didn't feel like it was where God was calling me to. And that was when I ended up coming here. And I really, really appreciated how you welcomed me in and made me feel at home here. But yeah, I was also recently inspired by the Sold Out Ministry Youth Conference. The one session really spoke to me. The one about no pain, no gain. I know a lot of the youth were there. It just really spoke to me about recognizing the pain in your life, you know, in your past or whatever, and to recognize that God will turn that around and use it for his glory and honor. I was just inspired by what they said, that no one likes it. Fear allow God to turn the pain into something good. There is no growth without pain. I was just looking over their study guide. I felt like God just made it clear to me to know, recognize the pain and what I've learned through that and the hard times in life and, yeah, what I've gained from it. So with that, I just want to read another scripture, 1 Timothy 6, verse 12. Starting in verse 11, it's just when Paul was giving his final instructions to Timothy, and I was really inspired by what he was telling him. But you, Timothy, are a man of God, so run from all these evil things. Pursue righteousness and a godly life, along with faith, love, perseverance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight for the true faith. Hold tightly to the eternal life to which God has called you, which you have declared so well before many witnesses, and I charge you before God, who gives life to all, and before Jesus Christ, who gave a good testimony before Pontius Pilate, that you obey his command and without wavering, then no one can find fault with you from now until our Lord Jesus Christ comes again. For at just the right time, Christ will be revealed from heaven by the blessed and only Almighty God, the King of all kings, the Lord of all lords. He alone can never die, and he lives in light so brilliant that no human can approach him. No human eye has ever seen him, nor ever will. All honor and power to him forever. Amen. Yeah, that was it was just very powerful to me to just continue and fight the good fight of faith. Yeah, I think that's all I have. Josh, if you want to come up, I'll pray for you.